All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here. This is Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and we are back with more Lust Theory. So let's get started. So where are we going? All right. We'll start with Megan. Morning.
Want some breakfast?
No, thanks.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm good.
Coffee?
Nah. I could use some. So, about yesterday.
That damn tequila makes me crazy.
Sure does. Crazy horny.
Do you... regret what happened? Regret what happened?
No, not really. Even though you were drunk, so...
You think you were taking advantage of me?
Kinda.
I was scared you'd think I was taking advantage of you because I was drunk. I can get shockingly crazy from tequila.
I don't feel like you took advantage of me, to be honest.
Glad we got that out of the way, then.
Me too.
So, wanna keep doing this, thing that we're doing?
What do I say?
Seems like he needs a little nudge.
With a smile, Megan pulls down her shirt and her boobs pop out. Without a care in the world, she takes her top off too.
What do you say, big boy?
Ah. Drool. Oh, I meant, yeah, sure, damn, just look at them.
Okay.
Satisfied with your reaction, Megan puts her shirt back on.
Okay, since you don't want any breakfast, ready for class?
Yeah, let's go.
Maybe you should first get that thing under control.
All right.
Megan points towards your crotch.
Fuck, I didn't even notice it got hard.
They'd probably arrest you if you strolled like that down the street.
Give me just one moment. Technically, I don't think they can. Let's see. You know, I'd like to Google that while we're here. Is it illegal? Let's see, is it? I don't think so. No, that's not it. Is it illegal to have an erection in public? You can walk around with an erection, and there's no offense unless there are bare genitals showing. Exposing one's genitals means that. However, flashing one's underwear, no matter how revealing or skimpy, is usually not considered indecent exposure for purposes of most state laws. But it is illegal to adjust your balls with your hand in public in Italy. There is no crime in having an erection. But if a girl who saw it reported it to your employer, you could be fired. Since Missouri. Wow, in Missouri it's a problem. It is not against the law unless you are manually stimulating yourself. It may be impolite or inconvenient. It just depends. Like, TripAdvisor says it's not good. But, I mean, sometimes it happens. Like, the man cannot control himself, you know? It just occurs. So.
Not long after, you get your hard-on under control and head to college with Megan.
It is what it is at the end of the day.
Arriving at the college grounds.
Shit, there's Nicole.
What's the matter? Why did you stop?
Oh, hold on. We have some angles here.
What's the matter? Why did you stop?
Oh, they put glasses on her. She probably won't say anything if I'm with Megan. Nothing, nothing. Let's go.
You walk towards the entrance. You can see Nicole eyeing you, but you just look the other way, pretending not to notice.
Hey there. Good morning, miss. Morning, Megan.
Morning.
Can I have a word with you? I'll wait for you inside.
No, wait! Little girl who never knew love until a boy broke her heart.
Huh?
You can say what you need in front of Megan.
What's gotten into him? Okay. And why does she look so worried, I guess? So, about yesterday. Let's just keep, I can't say that in front of Megan. Maybe I should speak in code? God, this is so stupid.
Yeah?
What's going on here? You know how sometimes you forget your homework? I hope you'll forget it again. And there won't, be any problems if you forget it. Wow, really? So I don't have to do any homework either? No, you still have to do your homework. But he can forget it, and that's okay. Understood?
Yeah, I see what she's saying.
So?
She really doesn't want this to get out, does she? Why, though? Why would anyone trust me over her, even if it did get out? Not like I have any evidence.
Deal?
Yeah, deal.
Okay, great. You're excused, then. Bye!
Bye.
Seconds after Nicole walks in, you and Megan enter the college, too.
What was that all about?
No idea. Yeah, no idea whatsoever.
So you don't have to do homework anymore and the rest of us do? How in the...
Like I said, no idea.
You got some dirt on her or something? It's gotta be like that. Ooh, what is it? Tell me, tell me, tell me! Please? I really wanna know!
Damn. Megan, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. What is it?
Fine, like it matters anyway. We kissed.
What?
Yeah.
You're joking.
Nope.
You kissed Nicole?
Pretty much.
You're so full of it. No way.
Yes way.
No. You're serious? Oh my god, you are! How? Why? Where?
She broke up with her boyfriend and I tried comforting her and we ended up kissing for a second on the mouth.
I meant where did you kiss, as in location?
Oh, that. In the classroom, where else?
Whoa! That's something, alright.
Megan punches you softly on the shoulder.
You fuck boy, you.
Stop it.
Isn't that like every guy's dream? To hook up with their hot teacher, I mean?
Don't know. Maybe.
That's pretty impressive, I gotta say. Never knew you had it in you. You really changed the, last day, I guess?
Maybe. A little bit.
A little bit? Sure, whatever you say.
Don't tell anyone, please.
I won't. Except Zoe.
Promise?
I promise. I'm definitely telling Zoe, though. Speak of the devil.
Zoe comes behind you and punches you on the shoulder as well.
What's wrong? What's with all the punching?
Morning.
Wow. They got all businesslike. Yes, ma'am. I'll expect that report at 5 a.m. That's pretty goddamn early for a report. Most businesses aren't even open that early.
He gets the call! Oops.
Why am I not surprised?
I said oops, didn't I? He did? What? He and Nicole kissed. Can you believe it? No way! When?
Yes way!
Yesterday after class.
Oh.
In the classroom?
I'll just leave you two to gossip and plead in peace.
Without even noticing you as you leave, they just keep talking. Or better said, gossiping. You go to class. Luckily, it ends before you know it.
Can you please stay after class?
My God, if you're gonna dress like that, sure. Why? I didn't do anything.
We need to talk.
You notice Megan and Zoe giving you the thumbs up behind Nicole's back. Leaving right after.
You didn't tell anyone, did you?
Nope.
You sure?
Yeah, why?
Megan and Zoe kept looking at me a little strangely.
I didn't tell them anything.
Are you completely sure?
Yeah, they just act dumb sometimes.
Good. I was worried for a second.
Why are you so worried about it?
Huh?
I mean, why would they even believe me over you?
They wouldn't, but I just don't want to deal with rumors spreading through the hallways.
Right. I don't buy that.
Alright, just don't tell anyone anything, understood?
I won't. For the 100th time, something's definitely behind this. Is it really possible she already has a history with this? Should I just ask? Not that I have much to lose. And what was his name?
Whose?
The student who you had the affair with, I guess. That's too far, brah.
What? What are you insinuating? There's no way he possibly knows about it.
You see, I'm a bit of a detective myself. You suddenly transferred to a new college. A shitty one, at that. You broke up with your boyfriend because he was cheating on you. And no one would cheat on, well, a hottie like you. Unless you were not really that interested in it. Unless you were really not that interested in him, or something like that. It's possible you were only with him because he's younger and he reminded you of someone else, maybe. You definitely have a thing for younger guys, that I know. So there's a chance that you couldn't hold it in your previous college and actually had a relationship with a student. Of course, the college ended up finding out about it, or you would still be working there. Meaning they probably didn't want to end up in the news with a scandal, so keeping it all under wraps was the best choice. They just got rid of you on some false pretext, and all parties remained silent about the whole mess. See? That's a Class A deduction right there. Conan would be proud, even though I pulled more than half of it out of my ass.
Expressionless, Nicole stares at you for a second.
Conan? Conan the detective? I don't know. I'm just trying to think of Arnold dressed up as Conan in a big old, detective outfit. He's got the whole, trench coat and... I guess the movie they never made, right? Expressionless, Nicole stares at you for a second. All right.
Is this kid clairvoyant or something? That's the dumbest thing I've heard in my whole life. He was on point almost 100%. What the hell? You did make me laugh, though. I can't tell him he was right. That'd be crazy. And trying to explain it would only sound like excuses. Just like with everyone else.
Damn, maybe I was wrong. Is there a chance I can still salvage this conversation? So you like my company, don't you?
Huh?
I did make you laugh, didn't I?
You did.
So, maybe want to kiss again? Oh, you are pushing it, buddy.
In your dreams.
I can't let
this happen again.
Fine, suit yourself. I fucked up. You sure did.
I think you should get going. I don't want to take any risks.
Guess I should. I gotta try talking to her again when the day resets.
Seeing no point in furthering the conversation today at least, you leave the classroom.
Nicole's story unlocked.
Psst.
Huh?
Come here.
You walk towards her. As you get to the corner, Zoe grabs your arm and pulls you over.
Oh, Zoe, you're here too.
Of course I am.
And?
And what?
What happened? Spill it out. Did you kiss again?
What? Of course not.
They did. Didn't they?
Yeah, they did. You could see it in his face.
Your face goes red for a reason unknown to you.
No, we didn't.
Sure.
What's with you two?
Nothing. Just curious about what happened.
Well, nothing happened. Drop it.
Fine. You'll tell us on the way back to your place.
Okay.
You will, won't you?
Ugh. What'd I get myself into?
Megan and Zoe don't stop nagging you about Nicole the whole way home. Until finally...
Fine, I'll tell you.
Yay!
Oh, come on.
But we really want to know. Yeah. I have an idea, Zoe.
What?
Megan whispers something into Zoe's ear.
That could work.
What could work?
Nothing.
Really? We're gonna play that game?
Yep. We're going to my room. Need to get ready for the party.
Fine, be that way.
Bye.
See you later.
Letting them go their way, you head to your room. Just as you enter, you get a text from Zoe saying, "Meg's room, 5 Meany."
What now? Also, what did she say? Why are they so curious about Nicole in the first place? Probably so they can gossip.
Soon enough, 5 minutes pass. And you knock on Megan's door.
Come in.
You needed me?
Take a seat, please.
Oh, okay. Where's this going?
You sit down on the chair.
And what is it?
Zoe and me had an idea.
You sit down on...
Whoa.
Zoe and me had an idea.
Mm-hmm.
A little, game, to be more exact. We ask you a question, and for each question that you answer,
we should remove one piece of our clothes. That should motivate you.
Oh, okay, I'm game.
Great, I'm going first. Is Nicole a good kisser? Is Nicole a good kisser?
Why do they have this repeating twice, and it's different lines? Have you noticed that? Like, she'll say it one way, and then she'll say it again before they do a yes or no. Yes.
Told you so, Megan.
Seems like you were right.
Zoe takes off her shoes.
Oh, I like them in the little fishnets.
My turn. Do you do anything more than kiss? Do you do anything more than kiss?
Why we got two of these? Like, she got two heads, right? You know, one head says, do you do anything more than kiss? Do you do anything more than kiss? Shut up! Shut up! A parrot somewhere. Ah, do you do anything more than kiss? Shut up, you damn bird! Let's see. No. Nope, nothing else.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. We only kissed.
I believe him.
This time Megan takes off her shoes.
Did you get, hard from the kiss? Did you get, hard from the kiss?
No, the first time was better, lady. Yeah.
And what happened next?
That's another question.
Just as Zoe's about to take her shirt off.
Shit, I'm not wearing a bra.
I don't mind.
Ah, screw it.
Quickly, Zoe takes off her shirt, reveling her perky boobs.
Reveling those boobs! Supposed to be revealing, not reveling. Nice, so nice.
Hearing your comment, Megan suddenly gets jealous.
My turn now.
Now wanting to be outdone, Megan suddenly pulls off her shirt as well.
Oh, wow.
Megan, you were supposed to ask the question first. I know, but my question is, who's got better boobs, Zoe or me?
What does that have to do with Nicole?
Who said all the questions would be about Nicole?
You do have a point there.
So, which one has better boobs? So, which one has better boobs?
Okay. Megan! I guess you do, Megan. Hopefully Zoe won't get mad.
What? Why?
Of course she got mad. I don't know.
Not fair. I want you to take a better look.
Okay.
He can examine them if he has to. But I'm still gonna win.
Okay, I'll take another look.
You try standing up, but sit right back down.
Shit, I got hard. I can't stand up. It hurts. These jeans are too tight.
What's the matter?
Well...
Oh, I see. What? He can't stand up because he got hard and his jeans are too tight. Take them off, then.
Huh?
Yeah, take them off. We want a fair judgment.
You look at Megan with disbelief.
You want me to take them off?
Why not?
Right, these two are crazy horny sluts. Is this going where I think it's going?
Excited for what might come. You slide off your pants.
A threesome?
Wow, he's huge.
Unconsciously, Megan bites her lip, trying her best to hide her excitement.
Go ahead, take a closer look.
Happily, you move closer to Zoe and take a good look at her chest.
I'm sorry, Megan just has better boobs. Just had a blind taste test. People chose Megan's boobs over Zoe's. I mean, that's just what it was. I don't want that Coca-Cola. Give me the Pepsi. Whoops.
You can touch them if you want.
Almost instantly, you grab her boobs with both hands.
Nice. Soft. Perky.
After a little while, you let go.
Simply perfect.
Saying this, you move in front of Megan, taking a good look at her boobs now.
What are you waiting for? You can touch mine too.
Not giving her a chance to change her mind, you quickly grab Megan's boobs.
Wow. Firm. Great shape.
Again, you let go.
10 out of 10!
Finally, you sit back down with your, now raging, hard on.
And? Who's got better boobs?
I gotta say, I'll have to go with Meg.
I win!
I don't feel like playing this game anymore.
Yeah, me neither.
What? Why?
A gentleman would have said we both got great boobs.
Yeah, but the thing is, that wasn't an answer. If it said both, I'd have hit both.
In other words, if you were more of a gentleman, we could have done more pervy stuff with you.
Well, that's not very ladylike now, is it?
But now, you kind of killed the mood.
What kind of pervy stuff? You'll never know.
Megan and me had this plan for today.
You gotta be kidding me. Did I just strike out on a threesome?
Shh, sweet! That's our secret.
Right, sorry.
Oh, fuck me.
Angry, without putting your pants back on.
I didn't even put your pants back on. Reminds me of damn Custer's Revenge when he gets hit with an arrow. He's stomping mad and his dick hanging out. If you ever get a chance to see that old Atari game. It's like, God damn it, I can't even put my pants back on. You done sawed it. You fucked it up, ladies. I'm done with it. I'm doing this again.
You enter your room.
Just have to wait for the day to reset first, but I don't feel like waiting. I want that threesome now. Wait. In all those movies with the day repeating, if the main character kills himself, the day just resets. I never had the guts to try that. Killing myself. What if I actually die? Fuck it. I'd rather die than wait for this. Plus, I'm getting really curious what will happen. Well, I'll find out when I wake up. If I wake up. If not, at least I'll be free from the repeats, I guess. I'm overthinking this. Let's just do it. Still, how should I do it? What would be the fastest way? Piss off Jess, maybe? Nah, that'd probably hurt, and she wouldn't kill me, or would she? Nah, I got it.
You go downstairs to the kitchen and grab the toaster.
Are you serious?
Walk back upstairs into the bathroom. Turn on the shower. Plug in the toaster and set it for 2 minutes. Without a second thought, you walk into the shower with the toaster in your hands.
Wow. UEPCSEAI. MSIGPR. Missing parameter. All right, hold on. I don't know what that is. If somebody knows what that is, let me know in the comment section. I do know that this is missing parameter. Oh, my head. Why did I drink so much tequila yesterday?
And what did I do? Oh, shit! I hooked up with... Stupid, stupid, stupid! But he didn't seem to mind. Is that something he wants? Oh? Looks like I fell asleep with my clothes on.
You stand up and undress.
Let's see.
Why am I Megan now?
Looking at the mirror, only one thought pops into your head.
Did my ass get bigger?
Soon you pick a new set of clothes and go to the bathroom.
Oh, my head.
How am I Megan? What the fuck just happened? Why did dude bring a toaster into the shower? Wow, okay, this game's getting really crazy. So, we gotta end it here, because it's literally on 30. So, alright guys, this is the Grimlord. We will definitely see you back next week for more Lust Theory. It's getting interesting. Stay tuned.